Welcome into Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason Nazarick. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Going to be taking a look at love tonight. What is love? We'll do that for the next 30 minutes or so. And this is Do Not Keep Silent.
I got some money burning holes in my pants. And I've been wearing down the bones in my hands. I'm getting off and yeah, I got me.
Oh, I so appreciate you being with me, friends. Gonna have a great night tonight. Again, my name is Jason Zurich, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Friends, if we get the love part wrong, really, what's the point? Gonna take a look at love is patient. Love is kind tonight. Again, if we truly love someone, let's be patient with them despite their flaws. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 states this. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Friends, patient love. Patience is not merely talking about the ability to wait for something to happen. Friends, the Bible definition of patience is long suffering. You know what? What does that mean, though? Well, let's think of it this way. Patience is tensile strength. Some of you might be wondering, what in the world is that? Well, here's a definition of tensile strength. The resistance of a material to a force tending to tear it apart, measured as the maximum tension the metal can withstand without tearing. Friends, in other words, it is the ability to revert back to quote-unquote normal after being stretched or strained. In an application of this, love then is the ability to continue working with someone no matter how strenuous the relationship or the situation is. Patient love is able to teach students or children how to do something over and over and over again, even if they never seem to get it. And I'm sure I'm laughing. I have six children. I'm sure some of you can definitely relate to that. It's being willing to never say this. You're never going to figure this out. Friends, don't let frustration get the best of you. Patient love is working with someone through their struggles in life, not complaining about how slow they are to work out their salvation. Friends, it does not give up easily. Years ago, friends, I believe I had caught a friend and co-minister in the Lord in a lie. I really wasn't sure, but I was fairly certain. We kept working together, and as we kept doing ministry together, it was clear that he would tell these little white lies. At times he did it to save face, and maybe so he wouldn't have to face a difficult situation in the moment. And he would do this quite a bit. And I would do my best to stay patient with him through it. I began calling it out with him, though, and I was as loving as I possibly could be in each situation. Thanks to the Lord. Because, sadly, I'm not the most patient person there is. Friends, each time he would lie and I would bring it to his attention. For the most part, you would accept this loving correction and we'd move on. One day after catching him in a pretty great offense, I asked him again if he had lied. He said he did. He took responsibility and asked for forgiveness. Friends, I forgave him, but I also let him know that if this happened again, we might need to change our ministry relationship if he kept lying to me. So, I told him, please don't lie to me ever again. Please. Just tell me the truth so we can deal with whatever the problem is. If you mess up, please just admit it because I love you and we can fix the situation instead of dealing with these lies too. I will love you through it, I told him. As you probably have already figured out, friends, he lied to me again about something pretty serious. When I approached him this time about his lie, his demeanor was very different than in the past. He now took great offense and actually started defending his lie. Instead of owning up to it and asking for forgiveness, he chose the wide path that Jesus speaks about. Friends, I bring up this case because he required patient love. I'll actually share with you more later in the future when we get to, well, farther down the road. As far as not being easily angered, not delighting in evil, or, you know, being willing to take that lie and, if you will, just encourage them in it. No, friends, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. So, I'll share with you more later on. And friends, when I was younger, I was a very impatient person. I wish I could tell you otherwise, but it's just not true. When I was younger, I was very impatient. I could not stand waiting for people in wheelchairs, those who would walk with canes or struggle in some other way. I sadly have to admit I was that guy. And as most of you know, if you're a regular listener to the program, in 2017, God allowed me to have a life-threatening stroke and to receive life-saving brain surgery. And God completely healed me. That whole event in my life taught me a great lesson in being patient and kind. Now, have I arrived? Absolutely not. I am still a work in progress. Love is patient, even when you really don't want to be. Let's take a look at kind love as well. As I start in this little section, friends, it seems to me that many people today, inside and outside of the church, do not know what this even means. They think they do, friends, and dare I say even some of us tuning in right now probably think we do. When we hear kindness, though, love and kindness together, a lot of people usually mean, let me do what I want to do outside of God's calling for the life that he's given me. And don't dare tell me it's wrong. We can also look at this the other way, too. Please be kind and don't tell someone that they're wrong because it fits outside of what God has called you to do. Don't take offense. Don't try to control them. Don't force them to do your will. Perhaps God has truly called them to something different than you, and that is just A-okay. Love is kind, but it is not a free-for-all that many seem to believe it is. Let's take a look at two aspects of this tonight. First, kind love is the type of love that seeks out the lowly, the lonely, the outcast, and treats them with honor and respect. Kind love is the one who helps a bullied student pick up his books, confronts him. I should say comforts him, confronts the bully, but I'll save that for later. Kind love does not speak a harsh word or a coarse joke. It is gentle and is looking to build up and edify others. It is outward seeking. Now, friends, when you mess up and you are not kind, make it right as soon as possible. Own it. Confess your sin, ask for forgiveness, and repent. Fix it as much as it is up to you. Kind love goes beyond the typical love that we generally think of. It is very possible to love someone and not like them. Mark Lowry, the comedian, puts it this way. You'll cry at their funeral, but you don't want to go on vacation with them. Kind love doesn't love out of duty, friends. Kind love looks to help the outcast and the vulnerable and the ignorable. Kind love desires to make wrong things right. Again, as much as it is up to you. Force is not love, nor is it kind. Not only do we need to help people who are in need at times, we also might be called to give people a gift to learn from their mistakes. Being there to help them if we believe God is moving us in that direction, but also realize that in a very difficult moment in life, God may be trying to teach them something that we cannot teach them. Often this love must speak up against destructive behavior. Kind love also warns against false teachings and against lifestyles and choices which may seem fun at the moment, but will lead to destruction in the end. This is usually what people call tough love. But let's not forget, even tough love must be kind. And let's not forget that God is love. So everything Paul describes in 1 Corinthians 13, it's a description of who God is. Friends, God will discipline those who are his and also bring justice upon the wicked. God being kind and gentle is true. But so is his demand for justice. Only God is able to carry out that justice while being kind at the same time. Some of you might be wondering, how in the world does that apply to me? Well, as we continue tonight, please think of a close friend right now. Someone that has earned the right to discuss things with you that might be tough to hear. Someone that might get in your face, virtually slap you upside the head, if you will. A person that has earned that right and respect from us. Someone we reserve this right only for our deepest and truest friends. Might be someone you've earned this right with as well. Friends, with that said, Paul describes us as carrying the fragrance of Christ. While many will hate us simply for bearing the scent of life, because there are those in their sin that they want to stay in their sin. And sadly, I think many of us Christians have gotten to a point where we've forgotten this. For others, that scent will draw them in closer. So if it's a dear friend and they're realizing you're doing it out of love, it, well, hopefully should draw them in. When we correct someone, it cannot be from a basis of you are right, I am right. It is not a that is your truth, this is my truth situation. It must be from, look, this is a dangerous path. I know where it leads. Please turn from it. I care about you too much to let you go that way without telling you. Now, friends, you notice I'm not saying to force them to stop them going that way. No, warn them lovingly and let them make their choice. Let them live in the liberty and the freedom God has given to them. If they choose the wrong way, that is on their head and that is between them and God. And they will receive the just consequences to their actions. Now, be there for them. Yes, that doesn't necessarily mean we take on the consequence for them, though. Kind love is speaking truth in love. Now, if the person still rejects the warning, then you must listen to the Holy Spirit to know whether to pursue further or to walk away. Friends, there are several incidents in the gospel which show Jesus commending persistence. Friends, the example that we see of the parable of the persistent widow. She pleaded her case to the unrighteous judge and got her wish. How much more would a righteous God answer the constant pleading of his saints? But there are times where Jesus did not pursue. When he gave a hard message. Friends, go check it out for yourself in John 6. Friends, we've looked at it in the past. But John 6, 20 5,000 left him. It was too hard of a teaching, they said. And Jesus, in that case, looks at his disciples and asks them, do you want to go too? We see in Matthew 8, when we read about the rich young ruler walking away sad because he did not want to go, let go of his wealth at all. Jesus didn't pursue him. He turned to his disciples and taught them. Only God knows when to keep going and when not to. We must learn from him when to do which one. Jesus tells us in Matthew 10, we need to be shrewd as serpents, yet gentle as doves. We need to love with kind love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not cave nor snap in times of pressure or inconvenience. Friends, it's able to be stretched and then revert back to normal without distorting its shape. Love seeks after the lowly and is kind to whom it encounters. And friends, when your old man or your old woman rears up their ugly old head as they do from time to time, we need to own it, confess it, and then fix it as much as it's up to us. Own it, confess it, and fix it. Winston Churchill said, all men make mistakes, but only wise men learn from their mistakes. Think about that. Own it. Confess it and then fix it. Don't go down that bad path anymore. Love strives to actually like those it reaches. Absolutely. Does not merely love out of duty. Again, that doesn't mean everyone's going to be your best friend, though. Kind love will correct with genuine care for the wayward and be kind in doing so. All this is to be taken holistically. And then the rest follows. Friends, I will dig in more about what love does not do later. This is Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason Zurich. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Years ago, when my wife and I had our first child, we had a decision to make. Well, in fact, we had a whole lot of decisions to make. One of those decisions was how we were going to teach our children the difference between right and wrong, and how we would administer this teaching. We decided very early on to be consistent in our teaching and in our delivering of benefits or consequences to one's actions. You see, we decided to actually administer first-time obedience with our children. To dig into more in this, I'd like to direct you to our blog post written by yours truly, titled Discipline.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
On today's Fastcast, let's take a look at Psalm 34. It's pretty clear that David wrote this psalm out of his own personal experiences. David had gotten into a situation in Gath where he was afraid for his life, but he trusted God to protect him. Friends, what does God's protection look like in your life? Are you daily praising God for all the ways that he protects you? Are you tasting and seeing God's goodness in your life? Friends, we are called to fear God and give him glory and praise with our lives. I encourage you to read the entire psalm there, Psalm 34, and why not find our blog post written on it by Katie Erickson, and it's titled Psalm 34.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. As I take some time and wrap up the program, wanted to let you know June 5th, Doctrines of Genesis, how Genesis established the basics. I should say the basis. I don't know why I keep saying basics. The basis for Christianity, be available in paperback and Kindle. Ellen Dunkley, who has a PhD in Christian apologetics, states this about this resource. He says, Charlie Wolcott brings the apostles and Nicene creeds back to their scriptural foundations in this book, The Doctrines of Genesis. This book is for laymen, pastors, scholars, young adults, and serious Bible students. Wolcott brings the reader back to the biblical theological roots of these creedal statements by deeply examining their scriptural basis and their anchor to critical historical events recorded in Genesis. Again, the doctrines of Genesis, friends, how Genesis establishes the basis for Christianity. Friends, Genesis is much more than a book that describes the beginning and origin of life and the universe. It also lays down the foundation and gives us the first pictures, the first snapshots, and the first examples of every teaching of the Christian faith. Yet in our day, no other book of the Bible is under more scrutiny and attack than Genesis, namely the first 12 chapters. And the church as a whole has ignored or marginalized this battle. Using the core teachings of the faith as found in the Apostles and Nicene Creeds, author Charlie Wolcott showcases how Genesis contains the seed of each of these doctrines and addresses how the battle for Genesis is also a battle for Christ and the cross. Again, friends, the doctrines of Genesis, how Genesis establishes the basis for Christianity, written by Charlie Wolcott. Friends, what I love what Charlie has done here. You've heard me say the phrase, the way forward is back. You've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it probably 100 times. And I just so appreciate Charlie putting out this resource, because this, in essence, is that phrase in action. We need to understand the past if we want to move forward in society. You'll be able to find this resource at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, available in paperback and Kindle. Again, my name is Jason Zurek, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Friends, I so appreciate you being with me here, and you can find out more about the ministry at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
Just imagine where Israel would be today if Abraham would have given up on God and his promise that he made that Abraham would be a great nation. Even through the difficulties he faced, including some that were self-inflicted, he didn't give up and trusted in Almighty God. Friends, don't quit. Trust Almighty God in all that you do. If he really is Creator God, then you wouldn't even exist right now without him. Be thankful for him and the gift of life that he's given to you. Friends, find our blog post titled Don't Quit to dig into more on this idea today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. And Worldview Warriors, some of you are going, what in the world is Worldview Warriors? Friends, it's a group of godly leaders who are passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We engage students, parents, grandparents with relevant biblical discussions and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation. Some core values we hold to: Jesus is life. The rest is details. The Bible can be trusted and provides the only coherent framework for life. Friends, this is one reason why we hold so much to that the fundamental transformation of America is just, well, an utter failure. Because the foundational beliefs that this nation was founded upon biblical beliefs and biblical foundation. and it is the only coherent framework for life. Jesus Christ alone is our hope and the only real lasting hope for the world. We also, for core values, believe that we try to challenge students to think critically, and everyone to think critically for that matter. And we invite debate with your peers, emphasizing that each one of us approach each other in love, as you already heard on this program. This is so we can truly impact the world. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You go out, make today great. Have an amazing week coming up. So appreciate you being with me here for the program. Don't be a pushover. Follow Christ in all that you do. Do his will. You won't be disappointed. I'll see you next time.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.